Good morning. Today we are going to complete our last module of English of Honeydew. Lesson number 1, the best Christmas present in the world. Students, we are to the last phase. It is the working with text, the last page of page number 16. Let's begin with the first question. How long do you think Connie had kept Jim's letter? Give reason for your answer. Answer: Connie must have kept Jim's letter for a long time. This is because she told the narrator how she read it quite often every day, so that she could feel that Jim was near her. Question number 2. Why do you think the desk had been sold and when? Answer: The desk must have been sold as junk. It might have been sold after the demise of Macpherson. Next question, question number 3. Why do Jim and Hans think that games or sports are good ways of resolving conflicts? Do you agree? Answer: Jim and Hans think that games or sports are good ways of resolving conflict because nobody dies in a game. They were of the opinion that a game does not end in a child becoming orphan or a wife becoming widow. Question number 4. Do you think the soldiers of the two armies are like each other or different from each other? Find evidence from the story to support your answer. Answer: Both of them wanted peace, longed for the war to be over, and wanted to go home to meet their families. Next, both the armies celebrated Christmas and wished Merry Christmas to each other. The soldiers of the two armies are like each other and they are not at all different. Following are some instances from the story to prove each other. First, both the armies shared their sausage, snaps and Christmas cake with each other. They played football match and at night shared Christmas carols and hoped to unite with the families again. Next question. Mention various ways in which the British and the German soldiers become friends and find things in common at Christmas. Answer: The British and the German soldiers smiled at each other and wished Merry Christmas to each other. They offered their food to each other. They shared drink and laughed at jokes. They played and enjoyed a game of football. Thus, they became friends on that occasion. Next question. What is Connie's Christmas present? Why is it the best Christmas present in the world? Answer: When the narrator came to see Connie and gave her the box, she mistook him for her husband Jim. She thought that Jim had come home for Christmas. This was Connie's Christmas present. It was the best Christmas present in the world for her, because Jim had written in the letter that he would come home on Christmas. She read that letter several times every day to feel that he was near her. Now that he was finally there with her, she was extremely happy. Question number 7. Do you think the title of the story is suitable for it? Can you think of any other titles? Answer. The title of the story is perfectly suitable for it as the story revolves around the letter which turns out to be the best Christmas gift in the world for Mrs. MacPherson. Mrs. MacPherson had written the date and her wish on the letter's envelope that this letter should be buried along with her after death. She had lost it, but in the end she found it, and it in its form she found her husband Jim once again. There can be no other title suitable for this story. Next question. How did the two armies celebrate the Christmas? Answer. It was the Germans who decided to celebrate Christmas together. From the no man's land, they called out, "Happy Christmas." It was a pleasant surprise to the British, but they responded with, "Same to you." They also thought it was all. However, it was not so. The Germans moved towards them, waving a white flag. The British captain asked his men to be careful. He thought it might be a trick, but it wasn't so. The Germans had brought with them German wine and eatables. The British had their own. They ate and drank together. They even played a football match against each other. The two officers looked on and talked to each other affectionately while cheering their sides. When it was time to part, they did it unwillingly. They expressed the hope that the war would soon end and they would return to their families. Next question. How did the author reach Mrs. Jim MacPherson? Answer. The author had Mrs. MacPherson's envelope. Her address was written on it. So the author drove straight to Bridport. He asked a boy where Copper Beeches was. But when he reached 12 Copper Beeches, he found it was only a burned out shell. He knocked the next door. There he met an old man. The man told the author that Mrs. MacPherson was now 101 years old. So she was a bit muddled headed. She was now in the house when it caught fire. The fireman had got her out just in time. Now she was in a nursing home. He found the nursing home easily, met the matron. She told Mrs. MacPherson was confused that day and was kept in conservatory, where the author met Mrs. MacPherson. Next question. How did Mrs. MacPherson behave when the author met her? When the author went to Mrs. MacPherson, she was gazing at the garden. When the author said, "Hello," she looked at him vacantly. However, she fixed her eyes on him when he took out the letter and gave it to her. Her eyes lit up with recognition. There was a glow of happiness on her face. The author spoke in detail about how he happened to find that letter. She was listening. She said nothing, but stroked the letter tenderly. Then there were tears in her eyes. She mistook for her husband. She made him sit beside her and kissed on his cheek. So here we end out with our last module. Students, please see that you complete all these things in your fair copy and be ready for the next chapter. Thank you.